Sorry, the warranty is expiring, George, on the body.
That's it. Yeah. I got my knees are evidence, my ankles are evidence, things that once upon a time, a little sprain, next day it's gone. Now, a week, 2 weeks, it just takes a lot longer for the body to recover.
Now, some people hearing this conversation, sensible, normal people, would say, George, yeah. If this is the case, why would you come all the way from Canada down to New York City to run for 10 days?
My neighbor said it, George, you're obsessed. And at first, that kind of hurt a little bit. But you know what? She's kind of right. It is something that's so deeply ingrained in my psyche. At the same time, it brings me such joy. It makes me feel young. It makes me feel sometimes like I'm 30. And nobody wants to, once you get past 60, you don't want to get older. So anything that's going to make you feel, put it this way, the highest point in my year is a race like this. It's like everything else disappears and I'm young and I'm flying and it feels like it's going to be for the next month.
George, you were here last year. It was your first 10-day race?
6 days was last year, yeah.
6 day race. How many miles did you do in that 6 days?
Oh, it wasn't very good. I think it was, 371, I think it was.
Some people would say that's pretty darn good. That's over 60 miles a day.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, I had higher goals. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, no one's going to hear this or know this is happening. You had higher goals of like, 420?
The truth is, I was trying to set a Canadian age record.
Okay, which is?
What is it? In the 6 days, it was 443, I think. It was 443.
Set by?
A guy back about 15 years ago, I forgot his name, in Australia. No, was it? Who had the 6 day record?
Let me think. You broke his 72 and...
Yeah, I grabbed his 3 day record, I've got his 2 day record, and I was going for the 6 day record.
What's a 10 day record, Canadian 10 day record?
5, 6. The new one will be 565.
565
miles.
565 miles. This is a George Beyondic prediction.
No, please. No, I don't need that. I'm here to enjoy life, okay? I'm old enough to know you don't make predictions in these things, because there's at least a dozen things that can go really off. I mean, I do all my calculations, everything, food, clothes, everything is there. But 1% off in my sodium, and the race is, the record is gone. So there's no predictions. You got to enjoy it. Okay.
Now this is team.
Team, yeah, yeah.
Team Beyondic.
are you interviewing us already?
I'm interviewing you already because during the race things are too busy. So you're George's wife, and your name is
Erlinda.
Erlinda.
Yes.
Erlinda, you were here last year.
Right.
Were you suffering and thinking, this is a crazy thing for George to do? Or were you supporting him and saying, this is great, George. Come, let's come back next year and do even 10 days. What was your feeling last year?
Well, first of all, I'm used to crewing him over the years. So 30, I've seen him in his highs and his lows and, you know, in his sufferings and whatnot. So, yeah, in fact, I encouraged him to come back this year.
What did you get out of it? You must have been heck for you last year, cold and wet.
I was wet, but I slept well because I slept at the back of the car.
She slept in the car.
I didn't have to suffer the cold and the wet, you know.
But for 10 days now, that's an extra 4 days of being
out. Well, this is a new territory for us, so we'll see how it goes.
Now, at some point when you were married to George, you knew he was a great runner. Distance runner. You thought, I hope he retires someday.
Well, when I met him, he was not doing any ultra running. He was just a marathon runner. And then he got hooked with the ultra, beginning Badwater. And so that's how it got started. And
So you like being part of the environment, and here you've been to many different races. It's a different kind of atmosphere here too, right?
Yeah, it's exciting in some ways, and some ways it's It gives you a feeling of achievement, and if he's happy, I'm happy.
George, you look pretty darn happy right now.
I am happy. You know, maybe day 6 and 7, the complexion's going to change, okay?
But the reality is, you get a good first day in, you get a little cushion, a little
steady,
cushion.
Steady, steady. No. You're talking to somebody who's been doing it for 35 years.
Yeah.
There's no cushion here. We got a schedule. We're going to stick to it. It's 10 days. It's not where you are at day 2, 3, 4, and 5. It's where you are at the end of day 10. That's how we look at it. It's a 10-day race. I've got to say one thing. I've done lots of races. I've done bad water. We have done bad water and all this stuff. In fact, ATY, when was supposed to be about, about 3-4 years ago, was supposed to be our swan song. We were going to be, that was our end, okay? Shock of all shocks, we won the race first. That was, and I would say probably that and the World Championships representing Canada was maybe the top two. But the greatest moment in my running, not when I was a runner, when I was crew, for her first race ever, after watching me for 30 years, she was watching me. And she said, a year and a half ago, she said, I'd like to do a race. I says, you never run. She's never run. And she has, okay. She went, she signed up 3-day race for her age. First, okay. First time, she just walked. She said, 9 Canadian records and 2 world records. Now, 7 of those Canadian records since then have been broken. This was last year. She's going to go back at a new age category she's going to work on it. So that was the greatest moment. When she did that, I was the crew, the best for me.
You guys are incredible. So we're going to keep up to date in the next few days.